This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Episode 503. And before we get into the five trails of personal transformation, just going to do a quick review of last time's podcast, and that is keys to an achievable outcome. Achievable outcome, some people call them goals, but this is a more larger view of an objective, if you will. And so there are several keys to make sure that you achieve the outcome. The first is make sure it's stated in the positive. The second, make sure it's self-initiated, self-maintained, and in your control. Make sure you have specific evidence of procedure. How do you know you're getting closer to achieving that outcome? You have to know what to look for. The context is clearly defined. Identify the needed resources. So this means what do you have now and what do you need? And resources also include time. And then, is it ecological? Is it good for you, good for your family, good for the neighborhood, and good for the world? And then identify the first step to take. So I go over these more in detail in the previous podcast. If you'd like to hear that, you can get it on any of your local or the regular podcast channels, or go to warriormindcoach.com, pull down the menu, go to the blog, and see the last time's podcast. So, five trails of personal transformation. You know, you may be just about ready to take on the task of personal transformation. I mean, it is a phenomenal. I was just talking to a friend, and we were talking about the dark night of the soul, which is a process of personal transformation that we don't intentionally go into, but we can purposely want to have a transformation. We could also call this a rite of passage. There are many rites of passage. But when there's a personal transformation, if we know what we're doing isn't working and we want something else, we have to transform. We have to change to produce new results. So whether you're on this journey already or you're about to go on it and you need to recall some information, let's say you've already successfully gone through a transformation, I'm going to go over the five trails. And TRAILS is an acronym for you to remember. These are very specific parts of it. They're very generic, if you will, for transformation, but they will help you, guide you on your path of personal transformation. So the T stands for take your past hurts where they belong. Bring them into a place of your heart. This could also be called forgiveness, but you want to bring these into a place of your heart that allows you to accept that you were wronged, or maybe that you did wrong, and realize you are greater than the sum of all your hurts and greater strength to move on. So we want to take our past hurts, repurpose them into growth, look at them. And those past hurts also, we could have done something to somebody else that we are still hurting from. But this step would also take into account forgiveness. So when we can forgive, we kind of release the emotion of that event. It's not that we're going to forget or we're going to allow it to happen, but the hurt that comes with it, we're holding on to the hurt. And when we can forgive by placing this hurt in our heart and meditating with it, the pain goes away, but the event, we still remember it, but part of forgiveness is releasing us of that pain. The R is reflection is part, so reflection is part of your life. So reflect every day on what has happened during that day and think of where you're going. So think about ultimately where you want to be as far as a person, what happened on the day. Just reflect on the day, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, and Look at where you want to go. Give it a regular time to reflect on it. Many people keep a gratitude journal. That is great when we want to acknowledge and bring more into our life. If we put our heads in the sand and ignore some of the things that may not be so good, we might tend to relive them. So we want to inspect them to find out, is this behavior going to help me move to where I want to go? If not, then I need to change it. We want to stay away from labeling it. Even though I said the good, the bad, the ugly, that was just kind of a catchphrase. But we want to look at reflect every day of the things that we did and the things that we said, and did they help us get towards the transformation we are looking for? You know, people are not supposed to live their lives in a constant swirl of action. You know, we have so much chaos going on these days between diseases and fires and social injustice and so many things. But we need time personally to quiet ourselves and quiet our thoughts and pray or meditate. And this is reflection is part of that. We have to do it. We have to set it aside so that we can learn from what we have said and what we did throughout the day. So the A is affirm your achievements. Yes, this is after reflecting on what has transpired during the day. Don't forget to affirm all the positive things that you've accomplished. Yes, we want to. So this is that gratitude part of it, where we look at the day as a whole. Here's, did this help me? Did this not help me? And then we look at, here's all the things that I got done or that I said that were positive and inspiring. We want to make sure we feel good. The world is trying to beat us down. People in our life are trying to beat us down, not consciously, but just by complaining, by gossiping. We need to take care of our own mindset. We need to see what a great person you are and how much more there is to you. So we want to sit and affirm your achievements. And this affirmation is an important part of your transformation because it all has to do with self-worth. And a lot of times people don't transform or grow is because their self-worth is so small. I'm not worthy of a better life. I'm not worthy of a better spouse. I'm not worthy of more money. But when we can start to look and count the achievements and count our blessings and do our gratitude, we will see that we're more than worthy to have the things that we want. The I is internalize the lessons life has given you. Internalize lessons mean paying attention to what life is teaching you. When you're in a situation, it may be a conflict, it may be a hard conversation, you want to ask what's trying to emerge, what's trying to show up, what am I trying to be taught here? Everything. And this is true, especially about mistakes. Mistakes are here to teach. Mistakes are not punishment. Mistakes are here to teach. And when we can learn from it, when we have the mindset to learn from it, then we can participate in our transformation. Life is teaching us all the time. If we just ask the question, what is life trying to teach me and help me grow into? It means doing what you need to reverse any trend or cycle that is self-defeating, right? So often when we want to have a transformation, have a better life, grow, we may come into situations that hold us back. And we need to be able to, here's the life lesson, to now instead of this, I'm going to do this instead. What we want to avoid saying is, I will never do that again. Because that only says what you're going to stop doing, what you are going to do. Lessons are there to teach us what to do instead. So taking action. When we say, I'll never do that again, it doesn't say, you don't reflect back on what you will do. So often we have to have what we don't want in order to know what we do want. But this internalization of life lessons is being able to articulate exactly what we want. Determine what works and what doesn't work. This is part of the reflection every day, right? When you see the things that worked for you, you keep doing more of it. The things that didn't work, you stop doing that. And this is why we have to internalize these life lessons and sit down and reflect every day. The L, live life as you believe you should. Be true to your principles and you concentrate on doing what you think is right, based on your beliefs, based on your morals, based on your values, nobody else's. So often we try to live up to somebody else's expectations, and we not only disappoint them because their expectations are so high, but we disappoint ourselves. So live your life in accordance with your code. This is why I'm a big fan of developing a code of honor. When you can write down your code of honor, this is the way you believe you should live life. And when you can read it every day and look through it, then decisions are easy, because when you're faced with this situation and you know your code of honor, then you can take action based on your code of honor. If all around you people are doing things that are uncomfortable, then move away from them or start your own circle, right? You know how you want to live life. You know when you're in the presence of people that align with you vibrationally. You know when you're in the presence of people that don't align with you vibrationally. It's okay to leave them. You don't have to be angry with them because they're not in the same level as you are, or you don't have to be mad at them. You just let them go. Just, you know, if you're floating down a river and somebody's trying to swim upstream and you're trying to float downstream, you just let them go, and they continue to go and you continue to go. Just live life as you believe it should. And then straighten the way you think is the S. And this means get rid of all the thoughts that limit you. Stop thinking that others are better or more talented than you, and start thinking more empowering thoughts. We have thousands of thoughts every day. Most of them we repeat every single day, and most of them are thoughts that hold us back. So when you can straighten out your thoughts, and this is where my coaching comes in, is to help people straighten out their thoughts. I have my programs on Udemy, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. My coaching is based around mental strength. All of this means is straightening the way you think, changing the way you think. The way your life right now is a perfect reflection of the way you think. And if you want to change your life, you need to change you, which is a personal transformation. And the quickest way or the place you start is by changing the way you think. And every time you catch yourself thinking negatively, shift your thoughts to something affirmative and positive. This is a great exercise to do. I sometimes, when I was starting out on this, and I knew I was thinking negatively because it's often like a boulder starting to roll down the hill, I would see a stop sign come in my mind's eye, stop, that would break the pattern, and then I would shift to something more positive. In my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, and my course, I talk about thought stopping techniques. Then the five. So we're kind of the five trails, the five comes first, but here we're ending with the five, and we want to set five priority goals. You need to make a list of your five must-dos. Now, this could be for the week, the month, or the year. I would make this for the year. What five things must you get accomplished this year? And then you can start to chunk them down to specific steps each month or each quarter, but you need to make a priority goal. What do you want to accomplish? Goals are not only here to be achieved, but they are here to help you become the person, to transform into the person you need to be to achieve those. So we want to make sure goals are outside of our normal comfort zone, outside of our normal way we do things, so we have to grow to achieve them. Be clear about what you want and how soon you want to get these things done. I again would recommend, well, either 6 months or a year. I like a year because then you can set 9 months, 6 months, 3 months, and 1 month stepping stones to get them done. But you need to be clear. If you listen to the podcast at any length of time, you know that I am a big proponent on goals, but specifically how to do them, such as last week's podcast was on achievable outcomes. And then break your goals down into manageable segments and time frames. We want to make sure we have checkpoints along the way. We want to have markers that we're getting closer to our destination. We want to do them in small bites, feel successful, and continue to move on. So those were the five trails of personal transformation. Next time is still going to be a mystery. If you'd like to have some more information or see the show notes on this podcast, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more useful information. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest with the name Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.